For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. Governor Jay Nixon says progress has been made on a potential deal to allow a tax cut bill to become law in Missouri, but only if certain conditions are met. First and foremost, the bill must not block Nixon's goal of fully funding the state's public school formula. It must not cut taxes on so-called pass-through business income, which Nixon says primarily benefits law firms and similar corporate partnerships. And it must reform the state system of tax credits.
It's important to note that we're in the early stages of this process, and so I will continue to work in the days and weeks ahead to make sure that the legislation being proposed is not altered to compromise these principles. And I've made it clear to the leaders that if a bill gets to my desk that violates those principles, I will not hesitate to veto it.
Republican Senator Will Krause of Lee's Summit has agreed to sponsor the bill that will contain the Democratic governor's conditions for cutting taxes. However, House Republicans are throwing cold water on the proposal. Majority Leader John Deal of St. Louis County issued a tweet asking why, quote, politicians think they know how to spend taxpayer dollars better than taxpayers. A state Senate panel is scheduled to hear testimony from a Missouri man who spent 15 years of his life behind bars for a wrongful conviction. The Judiciary Committee is planning to consider legislation today that would alter how eyewitness statements are used in court. Senators will hear from Josh Keyser, who was released in 2009 after being convicted in the murder of a Southeast Missouri college student. He was freed after a Cole County judge found that prosecutors withheld key evidence from defense attorneys. Bill Ferguson, whose son Ryan's conviction was recently vacated, is also scheduled to appear. The legislation would also require most suspect interrogations to be videotaped. It is sponsored by Democratic Senator Joe Kevany of St. Louis. The National Rifle Association is taking some heat from two Missouri state senators over legislation to nullify federal gun control laws within the state. Marshall Griffin has details.
The NRA is publicly opposing the nullification bill because of new language to require a 72-hour period for reporting stolen firearms. The amendment was sponsored by Democrat Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis.
I am appalled that the NRA, those individuals that say they support gun safety and security, that they would come out against this bill.
GOP Senator Brian Nieves of Franklin County is the bill's sponsor. He says the NRA is confusing Nasheed's amendment with a separate bill that would make it a crime not to report lost or stolen weapons. Nieves also says he's not a, quote, big fan of the 72-hour reporting language and believes it will be removed from the final version of the bill. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
So far, no one from the NRA has responded to requests for a comment. Missouri Senate leaders say legislation to revamp the state's criminal laws could be debated on the floor this week. The bill's supporters say the current system can be confusing and contains too many specific crimes. The legislation would create new classes of felonies and misdemeanors and combine some offenses into single charges. The criminal code was last revised in 1979, but since then, lawmakers have continued to create crimes. Bill supporters say this has led to complexities and, in some instances, uneven punishment. In their push to pass the bill, the measure's backers also are citing a high number of crimes that are charged only sparingly in a given year. The University of Missouri Board of Curators has selected an independent counsel to investigate how the Columbia campus handled a former student athlete's alleged sexual assault. Christopher Husted reports.
The board has hired Dowd Bennett Law Firm to determine whether the university acted consistently within the law and university policy when responding to events surrounding swimmer Sasha Menucori's alleged assault and suicide. The firm is set to report its findings back to the board April 11th. Board Chairman Don Downing says the firm will have as much access to the university personnel and files as the board can give.
There obviously are some issues regarding privacy issues and HIPAA that will have to be addressed by the independent counsel, and I'm sure they will do so in an appropriate way. But our hope is that all university employees will cooperate to the fullest extent permitted by the law.
The university has come under fire for failing to intervene during Menucori's athletic and academic career. In Columbia, I'm Christopher Husted.
Moberly Schools will soon be adding a new facility to house their early child development program. Last week, the Moberly School Board voted to approve a proposal to contribute $500,000 towards the building of a new early childhood learning center. Moberly Superintendent Gina McCluskey says the project will be paid for with the city's reserve fund, which the city can give to any program that needs it. McCluskey says she is excited to move the kids to the new center after sharing their East Park school facility for close to 14 years.
The current facility that they're in was originally an elementary school, but it currently houses our alternative high school and our alternative middle school, as well as our parents as teachers. It'll be great to put the kids into a facility that was designed for their age as well as their special needs.
Now that the proposal has been approved, McCluskey says the school district officials are still solidifying plans before sending out bid packages in the next 30 to 45 days. While the school has yet to set a final completion date, McCluskey says the goal is to begin construction on the new facility as soon as possible when the weather allows. It's barely 2014. Candidates haven't even officially begun filing for this year's elections, yet Missouri's 2016 gubernatorial campaign is in full swing. Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster has been building a gubernatorial campaign for nearly a year, and this past week, Republican Katherine Hanaway declared her candidacy for governor. Quick starts to campaigns are becoming increasingly common both nationally and especially in Missouri. That's because of the mounting pressure to raise money, line up supporters, and lock down professional campaign consultants. Political scientist Peverell Squire of the University of Missouri Columbia says candidates who start early often are either heavyweights trying to clear the field of challengers or are facing an uphill battle and need extra time to build a campaign network. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.